mine shared with me that he had given his wife a Mother's Day gift of a day at the spa. Now, I must confess, that hadn't been on my shopping list for Mother's Day, or for my wife's birthday, or for her Christmas gift, or for our anniversary. But I know that I'm always slow to catch on to new trends. I know that I'll just start wearing my shirt untucked when everybody else is starting to tuck them back in. It's a block for me. It takes a while. But this spa thing is quite the rage. It'd be interesting to do a survey here and see how many have spent a day at the spa. There's an International Association of Spas. I just learned that. It has 2,500 members in 73 countries. Now, I'm sure that's going to change your day to know that. Here's the promo for one spa. The ultimate place to rejuvenate, refresh, restore, revitalize, and relax. In the heart of downtown Toronto, offering a complete body-conscious attitude. I'm not sure what that is. A dream of being pampered from top to toe. Spas offer manicures, pedicures, reflexology, massage. I saw references to lava rock massages in Hawaii. I'm not sure what that is either. Papaya scrubs in the tropics. Grape seed facials in Sonoma. I think that's California. And here's something for, it says the Northeast United States, but it could be Ontario. Maple body wraps. It smells nice, don't we? Now, one from the Hershey Park Spa. Now, this is Hershey, the chocolate people, right? They offer their signature chocolate fondue wrap. Wow. Well, here's another ad from a Toronto spa. Our therapeutic, holistic services relax and stimulate the body, mind, and spirit in a peace-filled atmosphere of light, sound, and scent. Experience the ultimate transformation of self and achieve a state of harmony and relaxation. Wow, who wouldn't want that? I mean, that sounds wonderful. Some of these spas even specialize and offer additional opportunities in ancient and exotic religions to give your spirit a day at the spa as well. One professor comments, people feel ready for a transformation. A vacation should make you feel like a new person, which is exactly what a spa is offering. Well, there's a lot of good things about spas, obviously. The reality of a day at the spa is that life isn't actually transformed. You still have to go home and do the laundry or mow the lawn. At best, it's a temporary fix, a spot of luxury in the middle of the mundane. That's kind of the view that some people were taking about Jesus when he was on earth and he was in his teaching phase, where he was going about and teaching radical new thoughts about God and about the kingdom of God. It was like they were saying, well, okay, Jesus, you've got some intriguing ideas, and you know, they're really popular with the crowds right now. Look at the masses coming out into the open countryside to hear you teach. It's kind of exciting to dabble for a day or two, kind of like a temporary spiritual fix. But what about the religious stuff we've been doing for generations? What about everyday realities of ritual duties? You've got to pay your dues, don't you? Well, Jesus responded with a parable about patches. Now, do you remember last week I said a parable was kind of a verbal object lesson? Well, I love bringing objects, and I know we've already dismissed the kids, but I also watch you while we're doing the kids' stuff. And know that it's more for the adults than it is for the kids sometimes. So I brought these, and hopefully this will help you get the message. Now, can you all see that makeout? And you can figure out why I've got that. I'm sorry about the sight lines right over there, but apart from building a new platform. Thank you, gentlemen. The other thing we have to do is set the context, because This parable of Jesus was also part of my childhood time. Now, there's been a fashion revolution since my childhood. And I would never have guessed that you could go and buy jeans in this condition and pay a high price for them. When I grew up, the worst thing you could do would be to show up at school with ripped or patched clothes. And you would beg your mother to patch it as if it didn't show. And I remember, especially those big ugly stitches that held the patch in place. And I remember when invisible mending kits came into existence. Did anybody else remember those coming out? Okay, good. And then it even got to the place of iron-on patches, and you could buy patches in all different shades of colors so that mom could kind of blend that with what was happening in it. So from everyday life, Jesus says that this old garment with holes in it represents the old way of trying to connect to God. It's an old garment. Things like rules and regulations and rituals by themselves, looking to them as an end in themselves, was the old way of trying to connect with God. And so some people, just to be really religious and really try to connect with God, would make up more rules so it was really hard to keep them, and that you could feel really religious when you were struggling to keep so many rules. Lots of days of fasting, for instance, way beyond what the Bible actually called for. But Jesus says, this new garment, the one with no holes in it, represents the new way to get to God. It represents a way of relationship rather than the religious rituals. And he says, you know, if you just try to take part of the new stuff and add it on to the old, it would be like taking these. She was not a plant. Thank you, Mark. Bless you. I love you. My wife offered to cry out at this point and say, "Don't do it." Well, I think you got the point. Nobody takes new material and puts it on an old something that's worn out and dwindling away and isn't going to last. And so Jesus is saying, this new way that I am teaching, this new teaching, this new opportunity, it is to have God within to bring completeness, to have a relationship rather than religious rituals, to have a gift of salvation rather than just dogged determination to keep a bunch of rules, an opportunity to serve others out of God's love for them, to include people rather than to exclude them by your relationship with God. Having, rather than a force in your life that is unknowable and impersonal, a heavenly Father rather than a divine principle. And Jesus says to them, what you're complaining about to me makes as much sense as cutting up the new whole garment to make a patch to sew onto something that's passing away. It would be just like a day at the spa, and then you'll go back to the same old ways. Friends, I sincerely believe that's a vivid picture of what many people are doing with their spirituality today. People aren't debating in our generation whether we all have a spiritual part to our lives or not, but we are trying to build a spiritual wholeness on a do-it-yourself basis throughout our culture. And when some way of life or philosophy of life that we've grown up with develops some holes in it, and we come across something else that looks good, we just largely just patch it on to the old ways and see if it'll work or not. I've talked to people who even realize that their different patches of spirituality don't connect. They come from widely different sources, and it leaves the person fractured into pieces spiritually. It tends to work like a New Year's Eve resolution. Only lasts a few days usually, and so we keep moving from one patch to another without the assurance that there has been some fundamental change to our life. what these baptisms are about today is that these candidates have taken Jesus' new garment rather than putting patches on some old ways. They've taken the step of believing that Jesus is the Savior who brings about a fundamental renewal of the inner person, a transformation that lasts. And this is way more than patches, way more than a temporary fix. Now, it's all focused on the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died so that the old worn out ways can be removed from us. Those old ways that led to ungodly actions and thoughts, and no amount of patching can undo the sins that are already out there. But that's part of Jesus' new garment. Jesus, in providing that new garment, took the penalty that belonged to all of those sins. He was perfectly qualified in the eyes of divine justice, and he revealed to us truth that only he could know, because he proved himself to be the Son of God who came to us from heaven. He was truly supernatural. And he demonstrated it over and over again. Jesus offers us this new garment, a new way of life, when we accept it from him. The Bible says, in accepting that, we become a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. In fact, in another part of the Bible, a letter called Colossians, it talks of stripping away the old ways like old filthy clothes and taking to yourself Christ's way of life and his mindset like putting on a new outfit. Listen to it from that passage in Colossians chapter 3. It says, "Therefore clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, like a top coat, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Like I said, it's way more than patches. Because not only does God offer us this new garment of the way of Christ, he invites us into a life of serving him and his purposes. He transforms every job and every relationship that already exists in our lives into a means of bringing his love into other people's lives through you. Now, in a few moments, you'll be witnesses to three baptisms. You'll hear their stories of coming to believe in Jesus Christ, that they have already made the choice to take on the whole new garment. And they are now being baptized after making that decision because Christ told us that this is one of the ways his followers are to declare to God and to the world that they're fully committed to living for him. Now, the act of being baptized is full of meaning. I trust you'll think about these things as we see that climactic moment of them getting totally soaked in the baptistry, all right? In being baptized, going down fully under the water is symbolic of death. It symbolizes both the death of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus being substituted for the spiritual death that each and every one of us deserves for our sins. The Bible calls it being united with Christ in his death, or being baptized into his death. Now, this actually occurs, the spiritual thing occurs when we believe, when we come to believe, that Jesus died for you personally. And you tell him in prayer that you believe that. You ask him to forgive your sins. And at that time, a significant spiritual transaction takes place. And heaven records that your sins are forgiven. In fact, the Bible says, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. For each one of you who have repented, you've caused a party to break out in heaven. So going down into the water symbolizes death to the old ways. Being momentarily immersed has meaning as well. It's the symbol of Christ's burial in the tomb in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Scripture calls it being buried with him through baptism. Now, burial is a very strong signal that a way of life has ended. And it says this person being baptized is committed to stripping off the old ways and leaving them buried. We learn from the Bible that once we have repented, God sees us through this new garment of Christ that is spiritually wrapped around us. It's called Christ's righteousness. And because of our burial of old ways, we now give our energy and focus to living up to this new way of life that God gives us with the new power of His Holy Spirit at work in us. It's an amazing reality that Christians live in. Coming up out of the water is a wonderful identification with the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead to a new level of life. It was different from the life He had had before the crucifixion. And we have new life in Jesus. And this rising out of the water proclaims it. It does not proclaim that we're perfect. Nobody attaches that thought to baptism because we're not perfect. It does proclaim that we have new life in Jesus Christ. We have God the Holy Spirit dwelling inside us. He gives us power to grow in living this new way of life. So baptism signals not an arrival, not a conclusion, but new beginnings. It says, I have a personal relationship with Christ. I have forgiveness that relieves the old burdens. Rather than depending on the old past ways, I am exploring new experiences with God. Well, the testimonies that you'll hear from the candidates will add much more to what I have said. And I know that today you will be blessed and stirred by their stories of their journey with God. Now, friends, this is a very significant step for each of these candidates. It's a celebration, and it's time to celebrate. So let me encourage you as a congregation, when each one comes back up out of the water, to give them big hearty applause as congratulations to them and as praise to God at that time. And I know especially Pat will be very glad that she's actually able to hear your applause after getting through that crisis of being immersed in the water. So this is rejoicing time. Nicole's going to come and lead us in just a moment in another song. And by then, I'll be changed and greet you from the baptistry. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reality that what we find in Jesus Christ is way more than patches. Thank you that you have a whole way of life, a whole world view, a power to live a new life that you want to give to each of us. And we rejoice that these candidates are going to proclaim that through being baptized. Just bless this time. Bless the candidates, each one of them. Thank you for the journey that you have guided them on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Nicole?